WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Washington area is going to be under a winter weather advisory overnight tonight. Starting at midnight, the National Weather Service says there's a likelihood of some snow, sleet, freezing rain, changing over to all rain by sometime tomorrow morning. And it is cold this morning. A WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Marr says it's going to be a roller coaster the next few days.
We'll warm up through the weekend. We'll get close to 50 tomorrow, maybe even closing in on 60 by Sunday. But that doesn't last. We're back into the 30s for a high on Monday, and then lows dipping down probably into the 20s on Monday night and early on Tuesday morning.
Jeff's complete forecast is just ahead. President Obama's vowing retaliation against Russia for the hacking and potential influencing of the U.S. presidential election.
President Obama says in an NPR interview, it was back in September. It was a G20 summit, a sideline meeting that he had with Russian President Vladimir Putin, confronting him about the cybersecurity threat. It was in October, and intelligence analysts publicly named Russia as involved, as responsible for the hacking, and vowed a proportional response.
Correspondent Suzanne Melvaux. The Clarendon Ballroom is responding to claims that it told organizers of a pro-Donald Trump event that they wouldn't be welcome.
MAGA 3X says 500 tickets were sold to their deplorable at the Clarendon Ballroom. Now they say the venue is pulled out of the deal. Corey Stewart used to chair the Trump campaign in Virginia.
This is just a slap in the face.
The ballroom's Marisa Potts says that's not the case at all.
It basically has come down to the organizers not signing a contract and following basic event planning protocol.
She says they've been getting harassed ever since, but they welcome all groups.
The ballroom is very inclusive event space.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The group now says it is searching for another larger venue for its deplorable. After Donald Trump is sworn in on January 20th, it won't be long before the first activist March.
The Women's March on Washington says it wants to send a message to the incoming Trump administration on their first day in office that women's rights are human rights. Police say a permit's been issued. March organizers expect about 200,000 participants. They call the rhetoric of the past election cycle insulting, demonizing, and threatening to many immigrants, Muslims, black and brown people, as well as those who identify as LGBTQ, natives, the disabled, and survivors of sexual assault. Scott Carr, Washington.
The North Carolina man accused of firing a gun inside Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington while investigating a fake news story is due in court again this morning, one day after being indicted. Meanwhile, Comet Ping Pong Pizza owner James Alifanta says he and his staff have been harassed for months online as a result of that fake news story that inspired Edgar Welch to come to the restaurant with a gun. Alifanta told Fox News,
"This person was inspired to drive across four state lines with an assault rifle and enter a family-friendly restaurant at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. So you can imagine the fear that must have been felt by these people. And this is real consequences. My staff lives in fear. My staff are the bravest people I've ever met."
Alifanta says the online harassment has been, quote, like being terrorized. A former Metro Transit police officer has been indicted on federal charges of trying to provide aid to ISIS. 37-year-old Nicholas Young of Fairfax is accused of giving material support and resources to the group. He's also charged with obstruction of justice. Governor Terry McAuliffe addresses the General Assembly Money Committees later this morning to update them on his proposed amendments to Virginia's two-year budget. McAuliffe announced over the summer that the Commonwealth is facing a $1.5 billion budget shortfall. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,852, the NASDAQ at 54,57. Sports, the Seahawks beat the Rams. College basketball, GW wins. The Wizards host the Pistons tonight. The Caps visit Carolina. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Route 7, if you're coming eastbound, passing 193. That's where you really need to keep alert. Well, you have to keep alert everywhere, but brake lights up ahead. The crash is going to be eastbound 7 right near Barron Cameron. Watch for police at the scene. It's been a little complicated on the Virginia Beltway. Overnight car fire left some icy conditions on the Beltway that crews were dealing with and waiting for treatment. There on the outer loop of the Beltway as you come up toward the toll road. And I'm watching delays just as you come off the Legion Bridge in that stretch. Again, you'll see a lot of flashing lights. And then beyond the toll road, had an accident, tractor trailer and a car. They stopped all traffic to try to get everyone over to the shoulder outer loop at Route 7. Maryland Beltway, it's just been about the volume to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32, and a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. It'll be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 10 degrees in Gainesville, 14 and only 18 degrees in Washington. Is Donald Trump's Russia stance creating a cold war within the GOP? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. We've got a great lineup for you. Coming up at 8:05, a very short visit by Greg Gutfeld. Yeah, you got the joke, did you? 8:15, Christian Toto, a film critic, will be here to talk about the release of Rogue One, the big Star Wars follow-on film that everybody's talking about. That comes out today. And at 8:35, Brett Baer with your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson. We're joined today in Larry O'Connor's absence by Jim Garrity, senior political correspondent for the National Review. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, it's great to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And joining us on the line right now is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, author of the new book, Treason. Mr. Speaker, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very good. I want to mention you have a book signing for your book Saturday at noon at the Sugar House. And that's the Sugar House Salon in Alexandria. So
people Calista and I both do this. She has her Alice the Elephant children's books for 4 to 8-year-olds. So we'll be signing books together for Christmas presents.
And just in time for Christmas, as they say. I want to ask you about this thing that's going on in America right now, where some members of the Electoral College are agitating and asking other people not to do what they've been sworn to do, which is to vote for the candidate that their state selected. They're suggesting that we should depart with tradition, and some of them even say, well, we need a classified briefing on all of this stuff that's going on with Russia and the hacking. What do you read into all this? What's going on?
Well, I think two things are going on. One, the left will do anything to stop Trump from becoming president. And this is just the latest in anything. And the other is, you know, in a free society with lots of open media, there is an occasional nut who likes to see their name in the press. And so why not? I mean, you always have the potential for one or two or three people to bolt for one reason or another. In some states, it's illegal, but the penalty's usually a pretty small amount of money. So if you're willing to, make Cain, or if George Soros is willing to fund you, you can afford it. But the truth is, if you look at the hacking story, which the various propaganda media have done all they can to build up, it's apparently based on somebody in the CIA who said to some Democrat in the Congress, gee, this is our changed opinion. The director of national intelligence disputes it. The FBI disputes it. And it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the election. I mean, it's very hard for some left-wingers to accept, but the fact is, under the rules of the game, Donald J. Trump became president of the United States, period. End of story, non-negotiable. He's going to be president.
Mr. Speaker, I was doing some reading, and I saw that back in 1996, as part of the contract with America, you guys had passed the Congressional Review Act, which allows lawmakers to overturn rules recently issued by a previous president, as long as you have approval from both chambers and the new president. So as we see Obama getting ready to head out the door, have you noticed any rules or kind of regulatory decisions that you'd like to urge the new Congress and President-elect Trump to repeal and undo and not let him cause any mischief as he departs office?
There are all sorts of things that they've been doing. There's a rule at the Department of Education which they're ramming through, which is designed to destroy all public, all for-profit schools that educate people in things like truck driving and other kinds of occupational things, and just literally designed to, on behalf of socialism, to wipe out private sector competition. There are various rules that they're passing as rapidly as they can. At the Department of Labor, there's a provision that I think is clearly now going to be wiped out that would have such complicated overtime implications that small businesses would go crazy trying to try keep track of it. There are a lot of things. And I suspect what you'll have is by January 20th, everybody who's affected by a really stupid rule will have contacted their member of Congress. And as a result, there'll be a whole wave of these. It will turn out to be one of those actions which has, really powerful effect. No, it hasn't been used because there's no reason to until this year. But we're going to see 60 to 80% of Obama's various assembly rulemakings wiped out, and his legacy will be shrinking. It'll be like watching one of those dolls where the air keeps coming out and it keeps getting smaller and smaller. His legacy is going to go from look how big and important I am to who was he again?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you this question, though, about what's going on at these various agencies around town. I mean, there is a lot of gnashing and wailing and angst going on because they're all worried about Donald Trump and the people he's sending to run those agencies. You know, for example, they say over at the Energy Department, you're putting a guy who at one point said he wanted to do away with the Energy Department. To me, what I see here is Donald Trump doing what he said he was going to do, to challenge the status quo and to make some radical changes. Changes in the way Washington operates.
You know, in terms of being deliberately disruptive, I think Trump in some ways is the most disruptive anti-establishment candidate since Andrew Jackson in 1828 because, he campaigned on, drain the swamp. Well, look, if you're the swamp and the guys are showing up to drain you, the alligators aren't happy. And so all the bureaucratic alligators were running around going, oh, my God, what if he actually does what he promised? Now, I watched this happen, as you know, Chris is from Wisconsin, and we helped campaign for our good friend Scott Walker. And, Walker campaigned on draining the Madison Swamp. He got elected and had, by the way, an increased majority in the House and Senate. All of them committed to draining the Madison Swamp. Well, at that point, the union members and the left-wingers all got together. They had 100,000 people in the street. They occupied the Capitol for 6 months. There were death threats against both Governor Walker and his wife, Tonette. I mean, it was really brutal for about a year. And they had a recall. I mean, the whole gig, because it turns out if you are either the left-wing propaganda media or you are an entrenched bureaucrat, I mean, imagine that you're a left-wing bureaucrat who spent your entire life really having a great time imposing stupid rules on the American people, but rules that you as a left-winger really value. And all of a sudden, along comes this guy, and you look at his cabinet and you realize he's appointing really successful, really powerful people. You mentioned the Department of Energy. Governor Perry is the longest-serving governor in the history of Texas. Now, that tells you he must do something right because he kept getting reelected in the second biggest state in the country. So Governor Perry's going to understand how to take over the department. and how to begin imposing his values. I mean, the one that's the most vulnerable is the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is so corrupt, has such a deep record of failing to serve veterans, has in fact clearly involved veterans being killed and veterans being having their lives messed up. As recently as about 3 weeks ago, there was a report that if you called the emergency line, the line you're supposed to call because you're contemplating suicide, one out of every three calls went to voicemail.
Unbelievable. It really is. Well, listen, Mr. Speaker, it is always a pleasure to have you. And again, I want to remind folks, if you'd like to meet the Speaker and his lovely wife, Calista, this Saturday at noon. And by the way, by then, the snow and ice will all be turned to rain. Go to the Sugar House Salon in Alexandria, Virginia for a book signing there. And as the Speaker says, just in time for Christmas. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Always a pleasure. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Lorton area, Fairfax County Parkway at Terminal Road for the crash that puts it south of Lewisdale Road. So do watch fire and rescue there at the scene. Seeing a little bit of volume each direction on that stretch of the Fairfax County Parkway. Inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale. A little bit of stop and go past the Little River Turnpike, but that really is about it. Seeing much of an improvement here on the outer loop of the Beltway at the toll road. Crews have taken care of that icy condition that was along the left side. They were waiting on treatment crews. It was from an overnight car fire that caused the icy conditions. Route 7 eastbound starting to really get bunched up here, approaching the crash. Eastbound 7 at Barron Cameron. Better news, Maryland, on Route 5, heading out of Brandywine into Clinton. The crash northbound at Surratt's gone, but we have one on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue just as you come off the Beltway past the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for increasing clouds and a high of 32 today. But then tonight, late tonight, it looks like to me, a light mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, that dreaded wintry mix. The overnight low will be 27 degrees, and then Saturday morning will be a little dicey as we try to deal with all that. But if you can just hang in there, by about midday or so, the temperatures will rise. And the temperature is expected to reach exactly 52 degrees before the day is over. So that ice and snow won't last very long. Sunday, we might even reach 60 degrees. So hang in there. It's bad now, but it'll be better by the weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees and falling. It feels like 9 degrees out there. So bundle up. 717 on WMAL. Yeah, you're not going to believe this. People in the D.C. area, we're doing quite well for ourselves, quite frankly. The Census Bureau, Jim Garrity, has put out a report that talks about the richest governmental agency. Governmental entities. In other words, for example, they rate counties and cities and that kind of thing. And these jurisdictions is the word I'm looking for. The richest jurisdictions, most of them, the really rich ones, are right here in the D.C. area. And it's quite shocking. Loudoun County. Get this, Loudoun County, Virginia, the median household income was $125,900. That's the median. That's the middle. Falls Church City, Virginia, $122,000 a year. And Fairfax County, as a county, $112,000 is the median income in Fairfax County. So that's just in Virginia. Out of all of the counties in Virginia, six of the top 20 richest counties are in Northern Virginia. Maryland has three in the top 20. They are Howard. Howard always rates very high in this. I think it has something to do with the NSA being out there in Howard County, because I think those mathematicians make a lot of money. Calvert County and Montgomery County are in the top 20. So we're doing quite well for ourselves. So you talk about, for example, Loudoun County, $125,000. The average median income nationwide is $55,000 a year. So the median in Loudoun County is more than double what the average income is elsewhere around the country.
Now, Brian, I live in Fairfax County, and I thought I was doing pretty well Now you see numbers like this. I actually feel now underprivileged because now I see that Loudoun is $125,000 a year, Falls Church $122,000. I mean, at Fairfax, only $112,000 a year. We're barely ahead of Howard County.
Yeah.
You know,
we can't have that.
That explains why my lawn doesn't look good. We are an underprivileged, impoverished corner of the American...
Well, exactly. And it seems to me that we need to, you know, to do something to help the poor people, you know, in other places, you know, that are making slightly less than what folks in Fairfax, Loudoun, and Howard County are making right now. Really amazing, though. And I'm surprised at just how much money it is. And it's all tied to the fact that the federal government's here, and a lot of people who service the federal government and people who work for the federal government make pretty good salaries by and large.
Well, they make up for it in the lack of job security. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's almost impossible to fire a federal bureaucrat.
That's exactly right. 77 counties had a median income in the highest range, which is 81 to 129, and 42 of these high-income counties are located in the Northeast region, and especially in Maryland and Virginia. So we are quite fortunate to have that. And this is what I think this really says. We here in D.C. are sort of insulated from the things that happen in the rest of the country. And let's go back to this last election. People in Washington, D.C. are agape. Their mouths are wide open at what has happened in this election. Many Democrats can't understand why in the world this has occurred. How could Donald Trump possibly have been elected president? And when I talk about the bubble in Washington, this is part of it. Mm-hmm. We're insulated.
Absolutely.
The presence of the government makes us all, you know, quite wealthy, quite frankly. We do very, very well as a whole in this region compared to other parts of the country. And they don't have any idea what it's like to be out there in the Midwest scraping by on a median income of $55,000 a year. They can't identify with that person. They don't have anything in common with that person. And when that person out there says, you know, look, this economy's not working for me. You fat cats in D.C. are making plenty of money, but I'm out here scraping by barely, and you're not understanding my needs and my woes. This is what it is. The flyover country is so radically different from what we have here in our little Washington, D.C. bubble.
I was gonna say, in D.C., there have been three big waves of spending over the last 16 years. Post 9/11, national security spending, going to all kinds of different federal agencies, the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, we can argue that that stuff's absolutely necessary, but undoubtedly, a lot of money flowing out going to contractors. Then the Obama era begins, and you have not only the stimulus and this sudden surge in federal spending, you also have all of a sudden the lobbying industry. All of a sudden, when Congress changes and the law is being changed, that's when all of a sudden a lot of money starts flowing.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Guys, who's your friend and radio buddy? Who takes care of you? Who gives you good advice? It's me. It's your friend, radio buddy, Brian Wilson. And I know that you're out there right now thinking about what to get that special woman in your life, because this is the Christmas dilemma for guys, is it not? You don't have any ideas. You're bereft. You're bereft of ideas. But I'm going to help you out here because I know what she wants. And you know, listen, this will be a surprise under the Christmas tree. She'll really love this. The super warm, world famous Hoodie Footy Pajama by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. And you may say, Brian, why is that? And I have the answer right here. Because it's a 1-2 punch. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Warmth of the hoodie, coziness of the footy pajamas. How can you go wrong? Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. You don't have to wrap it. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Listen, waste no time. Go straight to their website, pajamagram.com. Make the order now so you can get it in time for Christmas. If you want to make a phone call, the number is 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
To provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name?
If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/EN.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
7:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7, if you're coming out of Leesburg, you're in great shape through Lansdowne. However, once you get toward 193, that's where the delays start, up to the crash of Barron Cameron. So get ready on eastbound 7, still dealing with the crash. Don't get caught off guard. You'll need a little extra time. Much better is the Beltway, Virginia. If you heard me talk about the earlier problems, Beltway toll road with some icy conditions from the overnight car fire, that's been taken care of, and the pace is quickly getting better. Love Friday mornings. 270, fantastic trip for everyone. Just a brief delay heading through Rockville. And watch if you're on Pennsylvania Avenue, just outside of the Beltway, southbound Pennsylvania Avenue for the crash. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Treats the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees, but it feels like it's 9 degrees out there. Jim Garrity, we had this story that we talked about earlier this week. I couldn't believe it. There was this woman who works for the D.C. Public Schools by the name of Hillary Tone, who tweeted after Rick Perry was tapped to be the next Secretary of Energy that she wanted to have a job where she could abolish things. You know, the idea is that Rick Perry is going to be in charge of an agency once that he wanted to abolish, and she wanted to abolish anything. She wanted to be the Secretary of White Men. In other words, what she was suggesting is that she would like to abolish white men. This is the woman who speaks on behalf of D.C. Public Schools, where there are an estimated 3,150 young white men who go to school there that she would apparently like to abolish. And it's outrageous. And we were trying to figure out, why is this happening? Why would you allow this to happen? D.C. Public Schools has done nothing about this. And I was trying to figure out, who is this woman? How does she get away with this? It became clear today, as I'm reading this story in the Washington Times, where they recount many of the things that I've just shared with you. Here is the last line of the story. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Tone previously worked at Media Matters for America as their education program director, according to her LinkedIn profile.
You know, if you were writing a novel and you wanted to have the person who was saying obnoxious and possibly lawsuit-inducing statements after an election in which Hillary Clinton loses, and her role is in public affairs, public speaking, and her name is Hillary Tone, I think the editor would have said, that's a little too on the nose, don't you think? That's a little too direct, a little too heavy-handed. Give her a different name. So there's an old saying that if you have a certain name, that maybe your name really does determine your destiny.
Maybe so, but I wish that the destiny would be this woman get fired. She should be fired right away. 7:28.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
All this talk about cracking down on fake news, Facebook says it's going to decide what is and is not fake news. Are you okay with them doing that? Jim Garrion and I have some ideas about it. We want to hear what you think. Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. The Washington area will be under a winter weather advisory starting at midnight tonight through tomorrow morning. There's the likelihood, forecasters say, of snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight before it transitions to just rain by mid-morning tomorrow morning. U.S. intelligence officials are now convinced Vladimir Putin personally authorized the hacking of Democratic Party emails during the campaign.
That's because of the sophisticated hacking tools, cyber weapons, really, that were used in this attack, really the most sophisticated, which would require Vladimir Putin to okay the use of those tools.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto, President Obama said on NPR there will be consequences.
When any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
And Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says the hacking represents, quote, a struggle for the soul of our democracy.
We should be addressing it in a very serious and it should, must be an independent way. And that's why Congressman Swalwell and I have proposed legislation or put forth legislation to make this more of a 9/11 type commission to actually look at what is going on.
Cummings says it's clear that those responsible for the Russian hacking are at the highest levels of government in Moscow. It's another court appearance this morning for the North Carolina man accused of firing a gun inside Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington. 28-year-old Edgar Welch was indicted yesterday. His lawyer will argue this morning to have his client released on bail. A bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks, with few exceptions, has been introduced in the Virginia House of Delegates. The bill's being called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,852. The Nasdaq at 54.57. Sports: Seattle gets a Thursday night football win, clinching an NFC division title. College basketball: GW wins. The Wizards take on the Pistons tonight. The Caps meet the Hurricanes. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
4 years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Route 7. Boy, we're still struggling a bit here. It's narrowed down to the far left lane, getting by the crash. Eastbound 7, right as you come up to Barron Cameron at that exit there. Overall, though, a little bit better than most on 66, most mornings, I should say. Coming through Manassas and Centerville, little tap on the brakes through there. Again, past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, earlier incident, that's been cleared. 95. Good shape through Dumfries and Woodbridge. Just seeing a slight bit of volume as you head through to Newington. In the Lorton area, still watch on the southbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway. This will be as you come south of 95 at Terminal Road for the crash. And on Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland, outside of the Beltway, the accident is southbound right after Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 12 degrees in Manassas, 19 in Kensington, 19 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be a busy hour. Greg Gutfeld is going to drop by and talk to us about a thing they got going on in Washington, also what's going on in the world. He's always engaging. Greg Gutfeld, 8:05. 8:15, Christian Toto, they're going to release that movie Rogue One. Jim Garrity's already seen it. We're going to get his take on it here in a moment. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. As I mentioned, Larry O'Connor is still off. He'll be back next week. Joining us today is senior political correspondent for National Review, Jim Garrity. Good to have you here, Jim.
Brian, thanks for having me.
All right, so I want to read this story to you that comes to us from CNN that Facebook says, you know, everybody does the Facebook thing. Facebook says it will start applying warning labels to some fake news stories that users share on their social network. Articles that are known to be false, seemingly published with the intent to trick people, it will be marked with what the Facebook people call a flag. They won't ban it, but they'll put a flag on it. They're going to flag it. And so they're going to label certain things fake news. And this is, I think, one of these things where, on the surface, it sounds good, but when you start thinking about how it would practically be applied, you begin to see we could be headed down a very slippery slope. And I'd love to know what you think about the idea of Facebook being a determiner of what stories it determines to be fake on your Facebook feed. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you want them to do this, or do you not want them to do this? Give us a call and let us know what you think. The phone lines are open. You know, I worry about who's going to be be the arbiter. Who are the people in Facebook likely to turn to make these sort of judgments about it? Well, based on what we know about people who work in that particular industry, I suspect it'll be they're all going to see the world in exactly the same way.
Well, they announced yesterday, I believe the list includes people like PolitiFact, Truth, all the standard fact-checking sites, which, you know, people have argued this, they tend to shade it a little bit, that, you know, when a candidate they like says something that's, you know, well, it's half true, and when a candidate they say that they don't like says something, they think,
it's four Pinocchios.
Technically true, but bursting into flame, pants on fire, how dare you?
Yeah.
Brian, this is one of those topics that drives me absolutely bonkers.
All right, tell me why.
Well, I was going to say, look, ever since the entire notion of fake news has come along, look, this is an era in Atlanta in which we've had, you know, Jason Blair, Stephen Glass, all kinds of, you know, hoaxes have the regular mainstream media has fallen for. But now all of a sudden, fake news on Facebook has become this national crisis because it's turned into this convenient scapegoat for the election results. Now, look, if you're the kind of person who believes that Hillary's running this terrible child smuggling operation in the back room of a pizzeria up in Adams Morgan,
right,
then you're kind of probably the same person who responded to those Nigerian prince emails.
Yeah.
You just believe anything that gets sent your way. You have no...
You are, in a word, gullible.
Yes. And so I there's a part of me feels like you can't help those people. Like they're always going to exist. They're always going to fall for the most glaringly obvious hoaxes in the entire world. But the idea of, no, we're going to have somebody, we're going to come in and say, this looks true. This looks like a false story. We're going to put a little warning flag next to it. In theory, this could work. Some of my colleagues think this is a perfectly fine idea.
Yeah.
Based on what we've seen with Twitter, based on what we've seen with YouTube, Prager University, one-third of their YouTubes are restricted for adult content. Now, you know Dennis Prager. This is not hardcore stuff that he's putting up on YouTube. Facebook, I just don't trust these companies to be impartial, fair arbiters.
Impartial. Yeah. And you know, it's the thing about bias is if everybody in the room is sort of looks at the world in the same way, mm-hmm. then everybody is going to have the same opinion. And I don't get the sense that they're actually going to reach out and have a fair and balanced group of people who are making these decisions. And even if they do, you know, let me be the decider of what I think is true or not. Look, I'm a smart enough guy, and I can look at this stuff and I can say, yeah, I know that news organization. It's not credible. I'm not believing this. I mean, my BS flag will go up on it. And if it's somebody who I know and trust and have gotten good information from in the past, as we all do, I think that, you know, I'm smart enough to know that. I mean, I think you're right. There are just some people you can't help. And if they don't get it on Facebook, it's going to end up in their world some other way.
Not too long ago, we had this in the form of the forwarded emails, they're, you know, from Crazy Uncle Louie, who'd get it to you, and it always was some very of, you know, President Obama has sold the state of Nebraska to the Chinese last week.
And,
you know,
right.
I'd get this. No, Mom, he didn't do it. He'd done it, I'm fairly certain it wouldn't just be in a forwarded email, this information coming through.
That's right. You would have heard about it maybe in other places. Mm-hmm. Well, to the phone line, people want to talk about this. Jerry in Hagerstown, you're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. What do you think? Do you want Facebook deciding what is and is not fake news?
Brian, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. Secondly, we already know Mark Zuckerberg's a liberal. And you hit it right on the nail right on the head. Fair and balanced. And I sit there and I listen to that and I say liberal, fair and balanced. It just doesn't equate. So no, I don't want him deciding what's fake news and not fake news. I don't want any liberal deciding what's fake news and what's not fake news. The problem over here is you're restricting free speech. Now, granted, like you said, we don't have to listen to whatever's being published. I mean, it could be total nonsense for all we know. But let us decide that. I don't want Facebook deciding for me. What's next?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Jerry, as somebody who's been in the news business in this town for 30 years or so, I often get asked by my friends. They send me stuff on Facebook, or they send me stuff by email or something, and say, "Is this true?" And I look at it and I say, no, that's not true. Where did you see that?
And you have to try to find the non-condescending
so there are
way
people,
to say no.
There are, yeah. And there are people out there who really, I mean, they can't make the judgment about whether it's true or not. I mean, isn't that also a fact?
Oh, I find this extremely frustrating because you need to say, no, it's ridiculous, and not look down upon the person for feeling, completely fooled by it.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get one more call out of Jim in Goldvein. You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I don't mind a flag so much as I would if they were censoring and blocking certain sites. And I'd love to know who the people are that are doing this and what their credentials are. I think most of us who follow politics in the news are pretty astute ideas about what is fake news and what is not. Like the story a couple of weeks ago where if a Muslim gets killed, he gets 72 raisins. I mean, how stupid is that, you know? I mean, it's obviously fake news. Yeah. But putting a flag doesn't bother me as much as if they were censored.
Just to ban it.
I'd love to know who's doing it.
In other words, what you would look at the flag is for to say, well, maybe I should take this with a grain of salt and do some more research. Well, maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing. Jim and Goldvein, thank you very much. Appreciate it. More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 7:44 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
All right, with the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of the lifetime. They're looking for the big sale where they can save some money. I can do both of those things for you. You'll get the deal of a lifetime and a big sale plus extra added bonus. You save money all year round and increase the value of your home just by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around. Windows that will save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. So call Thompson Creek at 855-57 Creek and get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek Window right now at 855-57 Creek. Third party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number again, 855-57 Creek. 855-57 Creek. 7:45 now. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Kensington, Maryland crews still dealing with the crash. In fact, I see additional police that arrived to the scene of the crash heading northbound. If you're going northbound up to Flyers Mill Road over near where the Safeway is, that's where crews have the northbound lane stopped. So it looks like you might be going through the parking lot there. Southbound, boy, a lot of activity. It looks like at least two left lanes are blocked southbound as well. So each direction, Connecticut at Flyers Mill Road just jammed working through Kensington in this crash. On the Beltway, delays beginning this morning on our Friday trek. You can tell it's Friday. It's not off of 95. It begins right near our University Boulevard, and that slowdown takes you around toward Georgia Avenue, 270, much lighter than normal. Pennsylvania Avenue, not so bad. Heading inbound as you make your trip toward the Beltway, it's southbound, outbound Pennsylvania Avenue past Suitland Parkway for the crash. Virginia, they are working hard to try to clear this accident on Route 7. I see crews out there sweeping and shoveling the debris off of eastbound 7 at the intersection with Bear and Cameron, and they're running around and they're putting absorbent down on the roadway as well. One lane gets you through. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32, and a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. It will be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 15 degrees with a feel-like temperature of 9. 7:47 on WMAL. So Facebook says it's going to try to decide what is fake news, and if they determine in their vaunted opinion that something is fake news, they will flag it as such going forward. Do you want Facebook making these editorial decisions for you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Brian Wilson alongside Jim Garrity. Let's go to Bob in D.C. has a great question. Bob, you're on with Brian and Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. There are very few stories out there that have absolute truth in them and then absolute lies in them. And I'm wondering what their litmus test is for determining, okay, well, we've got 50% truth or 60% truth in this article. We'll let it pass. How do you see them doing that, guys?
And this is especially true when you talk about political stories because, mm-hmm. you can take a set of facts and you can interpret them a dozen different ways because analysis is part of political coverage. There's no doubt about it. If somebody has a difference of opinion about your analysis, does that make it a fake story?
Yeah. It's worth noting on most news sites, the person who writes the article is not necessarily the person who writes the headline.
Right.
I get to write some of my article headlines at National Review, but on the homepage, they need something that's going to fit there. And most of my ideas kind of tend to ramble on, just like I'm talking right now. But so as a result of that, what if you have a misleading headline or something that's kind of overhyped or over-exaggerated may create a false impression. Mm-hmm. This one weird trick will help you, you know, all the clickbait headlines
right,
we've
right,
seen.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a fair question. And look, if 90% of your information is absolute, but you miss some little minor fact,
yeah, is that, you know,
do you then label that as fake news? What is the determining fact? It is hard to know this. Where is the line? Well, and I think also the slippery slope thing bothers me a little bit. Vic in Ashburn, you're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. Hello, Vic.
Yeah, Brian, it'd be really easy to determine which stories that they would flag and which stories they wouldn't. The story that they would flag would be, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, that's been full of corruption and that kind of, they definitely flag that because they like Hillary Clinton. And the one that they would let go would be that the Russians hacked into the elections because, you know, they're trying to pass that off as real news.
Yeah, you know, and here's the other thing. We're in an environment, Jim, I think you'd agree, where big stories are broken by citizen journalists.
The gentleman who filmed Hillary Clinton having her incident at the Ground Zero on 9/11.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And so there are times where, you know, this small, unknown person breaks a big story. And because that person is not known, then do you say, well, we have our questions about this source? I don't know. I would hate to see that happen. 750.
All offers require credit qualification, 2-year commitment with early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Call for details. Are you unhappy with your cable provider? Do you feel like you're paying too much for channels you don't even watch? Are you thinking about cutting the cord? Stop and get skinny with Dish's Flex Pack, starting at only $39.99 a month. Begin with over 50 popular channels and then add what you want. Don't watch, don't pay. Plus, get free installation for up to 6 rooms and 45 premium channels, including HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars, free for 3 months. Create your own TV package for only $39.99 per month. It's as simple as that. With FlexPack, only Dish gives you the flexibility to pay for what you want to watch starting at only $39.99 per month. Call your authorized Dish retailer at 800-909-1394 before this deal is no longer available. Call 800-909-1394 and build TV you want to watch. 800-909-1394. Stop and get skinny with Dish's FlexPack. Call 800-909-1394.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, it's time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Good Friday morning to you. Wall Street will try to end the week on a positive note. Right now, futures are rising. The Dow is now less than 150 points from the 20,000 mark. It's also on pace for its 6th straight week of gains. Meanwhile, investors will be watching for data on the housing market. A government report is expected to show that both housing starts and building permits declined last month after an unusually big spike in October. Verizon has changed its mind. It's now planning to disable the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phone. It will roll out an update on January 5th that permanently stops the device from charging. And Facebook is rolling out more tools to fight fake news. It's partnering with news organizations and fact-checking sites to determine if articles flagged by users pass the so-called smell test. If not, users will get an alert with a link to the group that debunked the story. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, listen, the rain is coming, the ice, the sleet, the wintry mix, it's in the forecast. You're going to have it starting later tonight. And here's my question. How are your gutters looking right now? I mean, are they clogged with leaves and debris? That's going to be a mess, isn't it? You know you've been thinking about it. You know you've been putting off getting up there and cleaning those gutters. And the problem is, it's just an ugly job and you don't want to do it. Let's fix this once and for all. One and done. Leaf Guard. It's a one-piece covered gutter system. Lets the water in, keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever clogs, Leaf Guard will bring out their ladders and their technicians and clean them free of charge. That's a transferable warranty. Right now, take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of downspouts. And if you're a WMAL listener, Leaf Guard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. Here's the number, 703-291-3114, 703-291-3114, or go to this special website they set up just so we can track and see how many listeners are calling briangutters.com. That's right, briangutters.com. 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Route 7 doing the happy dance because they have just cleared that long-standing crash eastbound Route 7 at Barron Cameron. I know you're in delays back near the Georgetown Pike, but soon to see some relief. Again, 7 eastbound lanes open. 66, a little bit lighter than normal through Centerville and Fair Oaks. That'll be our slowest of the stretches. Kensington, Maryland, dealing with a serious crash. The intersection with Connecticut Avenue and Pliers Mill Road. Each direction of Connecticut Avenue affected. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 15. It's 15 degrees outside, but it feels like it's about 9, 7:57.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Attention, Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th, 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Jam-packed 8 o'clock hour. Greg Gutfeld, Christian Toto talking about the new Star Wars movie, and Brett Baer of your Fox News channel. It's all straight ahead. Time for the news at 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9.